Welcome to Light of the Lord, where our mission is to spread the truth and wisdom of Catholicism through this podcast. I'm Owen.
And I'm Noah.
And welcome to this episode.
Since we ran out of sacraments for sacrament segment, we have a brand new segment, and that will be coming up after Saint of the Week. Speaking of Saint of the Week, this week's saint is Saint John Vianney. John Vianney was born on May 8th, 1786 in Dardilly, France. He was raised Catholic, and his family helped the poor often. In 1790, when the French Revolution forced priests to work secretly or be executed, he believed that priests were heroes. He received his first communion in secret, as well as his confirmation. When he was 20 years old, he left his family to go to school. He struggled in school, but he was a hard worker. In 1802, the Catholic Church returned to France. However, in 1809, he was drafted into Napoleon's army. Normally, as a theology student, he would have been protected from the draft, but Napoleon needed more soldiers. Shortly after his service began, he became sick. One man volunteered to take him back, but instead of taking him to the hospital, he took him into the mountains where the military deserters met. John hid in the nearby town until 1810, when all the deserters were pardoned. In 1812, he attended seminary and was ordained a deacon in June of 1815. He became a priest later that year in August. Father Vianney realized many people did not care for religion in France after the French Revolution. He spent much of his time in confession, often up to 12 hours a day. He built a shrine and a chapel for Saint Philomena. When he became deathly sick and miraculously recovered, he believed it was through Saint Philomena's intercession. In 1859, he passed away. He was canonized in 1925. St. John Vianney is the patron saint of priests, and his feast day is August 4th.
Our next segment is called Miracle Minute. Miracle Minute is a new segment where we discuss the miracles that God has worked throughout the ages, particularly after Jesus' sacrifice. As Catholics, we believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. In the 8th century, in Italy, a priest was having doubts about whether Jesus was truly present. When he was consecrating the Eucharist, the bread and wine turned into real human flesh. Word of this miracle spread, and the local archbishop started an investigation. It was confirmed by the church to be real. To this day, the flesh has been preserved. In 1971, a secular cardiologist did an analysis of the flesh, and he found that it was cardiac tissue, and the blood appeared to be fresh, not 1,200 years old. There was no trace of preservatives. The blood found was also type AB, the same type found on the Shroud of Turin.
Now it's time for our trivia question, and this week's question is...
How old was Jesus when he died? We'll give you 10 seconds.
And the answer is...
33.
Now it's time for a joke, and I might have the cheesiest joke yet.
Is it about cheese?
It is. This week's joke is, what is a priest's favorite cheese?
I don't know. What is a priest's favorite cheese?
Holy cheese.
I saw that one coming. Thank you for listening to this episode of Light of the Lord. We'll be back next time. I'm Owen.
And I'm Noah.
Thanks for listening.